देखिए मेरे बात बोलिए बात, ये बड़े अच्छे और मीनिंग भी बड़ा अच्छा है इनका, और पर्पोस बहुत लेंदी है, क्योंकि प्रभुपाद ने सारा हृदय इसमें डाल दिया है, और ये पर्पोट बहुत ही महत्व का है, क्योंकि ये इन्होंने ये जो पर्पोट्स लिखे हैं पहले 3 कैंटों के, वो सब अमेरिका जाने से पहले लिखे हैं, जब इन उनको बहुत ही इच्छा थी कि मैं मेरी किताबें आप पढ़ें, मैं सभी लोग पढ़ें, उनको जितना भी पता था कि उम्र होती है तो पॉसिबल है कि वो नहीं रहे हैं ये 2-3 कैंटों के बाद, तो उन्होंने सारा जो कुछ कहना है वो ये 2-3 कैंटों में कह दिया है, तो इसे ये पर्पोट्स बड़े महत्व के हैं। तो ये तो श्लोक हम करते हैं, मगर उनके तात्पर्य में और भी श्लोक उन्होंने रिफर किए हैं, श्रीमद् भागवतम में से हैं, फिर और पुराण में से हैं, रामायण में से हैं, तो वो भी श्लोक हो जाने चाहिए। इतने 4 श्लोक और पर्पोट्स आप करें ना तो भी जीवन बिल्कुल सफल हो जाएगा, तो फिर 18,000 की तो बात ही क्या है। हमारा लक्ष्य 18,000 की तरफ चाहिए, किंतु पहले थोड़े थोड़े इम्पोर्टेंट जो है वो कर लें, तो ये पहले कर लें 4। सुनिए बोलिए अब मेरी बात। अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यद्यत्सदसत्परम् पश्चादहं यदेतच्च योवशिष्येत सोऽस्म्यहम्। आज रामचंद्र ने बड़े अच्छे बोले हैं, ही नोज यू नो, एंड इफ ही कीप्स ऑन रिपीटिंग एंड द मोर यू अंडरस्टैंड द पर्पोट्स द मोर योर प्रोनाउंसिएशन विल बी क्लियर रामचंद्र, सो यू हैव टू बी सीरियस। अब दूसरा सब छोड़ दिया है तो इसमें सीरियस हो जाओ, ओके। हरि बोल, बात छोड़ दो, कौन दुबला हो गया है, पर हर ब्रह्मचारी हमेशा दुबला आता है ना, जल्दी उठ जाता है, ये तो भैंस का जैसा हो तो भैंस उठती नहीं है जल्दी, आपको पता है, उसको लकड़ी मारो कुछ भी करो वो उठना हो तो ही उठती नहीं तो कभी। आई एम सॉरी क्रिस, वी आर डूइंग इनजस्टिस टू यू, वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट बफेलो, यू नो, हैड यू बीन टू इंडिया एनी टाइम, नो यू मस्ट गो टू इंडिया, एंड इफ यू गो टू इंडिया सी बफेलो इन वृंदावन, दैट इज सच ए ग्रॉस एनिमल, you beat her, do anything, but she, if she wants, she will get up, otherwise she will never get up. So we should not be like buffalo, you know? She'll be like very nice cow, you know, you just push her and immediately the cow stands, so just be like her. Our brahmachari, if they sleep like buffaloes, it doesn't suit them. that doesn't mean that grihastha should sleep like buffalo. Everybody has to be very smart. You know, 3:30 and that's all. 3:30 and that's all. 3:30 and that's all. Ameva sumeva gre. Nanyadhyat sada satparam. Pashanam yadetacha. योगशिष्येतसोऽस्म्यहम्। नाउ रिपीट द ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज। ब्रह्मा, इट इज आई द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, हु वाज एग्जिस्टिंग बिफोर द क्रिएशन, व्हेन देयर वाज नथिंग बट मायसेल्फ, नॉर वाज देयर द मटेरियल नेचर, द कॉज ऑफ दिस क्रिएशन, दैट विच यू सी नाउ is also I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the Personality of Godhead. Then we go to next, that is 2934. Ruteyartham yat pratiyeta, na pratiyeta cha atmani. तद्विद्यादात्मनोमायाम्
यथा
भासो
यथा तमः
हृतेऽर्थं यत् प्रतीयेत न प्रतीयेत चात्मनि तद्विद्यादात्मनोमायाम् यथा भासो
यथा तमः
ओ ब्रह्मा whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, maya, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. Then we go to the next, and it is 2935. यथा महान्ति भूतानि भूतेषु च वचेष्वनु यथा महान्ति भूतानि भूतेषु च वचेष्वनु प्रविष्टानि अप्रविष्टानि तथा तेषु न तेषु अहम् ओ ब्रह्मा प्लीज नो दैट
Please
know that
the universal elements
enter into the cosmos
at the same time
do not enter into the cosmos.
Similarly,
I myself
also exist
within everything created,
and
at the same time
I am
outside of everything.
Then
we go to the last one. एतावदेव जिज्ञास्यम् तत्त्वजिज्ञासुनात्मनः अन्वयव्यतिरेकाभ्याम् 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 यस्यात् सर्वत्र सर्वदा यच्छात् सर्वत्र सर्वदा अ पर्सन हु इज सर्चिंग आफ्टर द सुप्रीम एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड मोस्ट सर्टनली सर्च फॉर इट अप टू दिस इन ऑल सर्कमस्टेंसेस इन ऑल स्पेस एंड टाइम एंड बोथ डायरेक्टली एंड इनडायरेक्टली. So, I leave it to you now to go through these pages and be serious about it, please. Now, we'll go to verse number 33 today. That is from 7th Canto, chapter 3rd. And that is again Hiranyakashipu's plan to become immortal. You have seen that we are discussing since last week the same chapter. But hardly we refer to Hiranyakashipu. This whole episode is very nicely woven with this demon's life. But because this Mahapuran, Srimad Grantharaj Bhagavatam, is Amalam, you know, Puranam Amalam, and because it is spotless, without even mentioning of Hiranyakashipu's name, we were all discussing about the Lord. And that is the peculiarity of this Puran. There are so many historical episodes into it. But the main point to be discussed is about Krishna. And that is Ekam. Ekam Amalam Jnanam Parigiyate. You remember that verse I gave you in the first day or second day we discussed it. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam यद् वैष्णवानां प्रियं पारमहंसमेकममलं ज्ञानं परिगीयते. दिस् एकम् अमलं ज्ञानं परिगीयते. इट्स् वेरी नैस्ली ग्लोरिफाइड. ओन्ली वन् ज्ञान, ओन्ली वन् नॉलेज, ओन्ली वन् वन् एंड ओन्ली वन्, एंड दैट इज The Lord, God is one without second. He is not Christian God, He is not Mohammedan God, He is not Hindu God. He doesn't belong to any sect. These sects are man-made. You know, because these sects are man-made, they create the unnecessary differences in us. Instead of every living entity should be attracted to this Ekam, Amalam, spotless Lord. Otherwise, we are just wasting our energy to be becoming Christian sometimes, becoming Hindu sometimes, becoming Mohammedan sometimes. And then Hindus will have Shikha and Mohammedan will have the exactly opposite, you know. Because we have Shikha, they have beard. And then we fight. Why you have Shikha? Why I have? You must have beard. The Hindus, oh no, why you must have Shikha? It doesn't make any difference at all. But exactly opposite we have to do. We take shower daily, they will take every week. Because Hindus take shower, we don't want to take. It's a silly thing. They don't fall from the sky. Do the Mohammedans fall from the sky? No, they are also born, like every living entity. And those who are born, so anything suitable for one living entity should be suitable for others. If you want to be Christians, you be. May God bless you. Be a Christian, but at least be a true Christian then. Thou shalt not kill. Christ says very nicely. And we are eating dead carcasses. Then how? And we are very proud that I am Christian. If you are Christian, at least agree with Jesus. If not anybody else. And he says that thou shalt not kill. And then we change it. Oh, it's not thou shalt not kill. He didn't mean that kill. But he wants thou shalt not murder. Means you don't kill the human being. Otherwise you can kill anybody else. This is, we are completely in a darkness. Because we don't know this Ekam Amalam Jnanam Parihiyate. And unless we come to this point, our life is completely useless. We have to come to recognize the authority of this Ekam. Ekam. And our life should be directed to Ekam. Other demigods or whoever it may be, we have full respect to them. But Smaran, the remembrance, is only to that Ekam. And if you are attracted to that one, then your life will be successful. And this one, really in all the whole of our life, our Vedic culture has given this one to us. And that is Amalam, is spotless. Even now in our relationships, our life is organized. And that is how we are very practical in our Vedic culture. Vedic culture doesn't fly in the sky. It is well on the ground. And our lives are really organized according to these teachings. Our relationships, you know, after Brahmacharya Ashram, if you cannot control the senses, and 99.9%, then they can't control. So you are allowed to get married. And then it is known as Vimaha Yajna. Vimaha Yajna. It is a sacrifice. That we forget. Vimaha Yajna. And then it is for once only. It doesn't work, then it doesn't work. Same difficulties will be repeated if you go again and again into it. Once you are married, you have to tolerate each other. There are always defects in all the living entities. You cannot find somebody who is above the defect unless he is really purely attracted to Krishna. Otherwise, we are all full of defects. Don't think that by changing the partner, you can be happy. No, just finish off. Finish off the duty. If once it is failed or gone, forget about it. And never bereave. There is no room for marrying again and again and again and again in the Vedic culture. And there is no word for divorce. Sometimes it is known as ghata sport in Sanskrit, you know. Divorce means ghata sport. Yeah. Ghata means that earthen pot. You know, earthen pot. And sport means breaking. Suppose if you divulge, you know, that is gutter sport, your that earthen pond is broken, then it cannot be mended again. That is the meaning of divide. If you want to separate, then just forget about it and Krishna is there. Devote your life to Krishna. So we may not encourage the diversity in our culture, but we have separation. And that diversity in Vedic culture is known as Vanaprastha. In Vanaprastha, slowly we separate ourselves. That is as good as diversity. But we don't call it diversity. Because the center point is Krishna. And when there is Krishna, there is no separation. There is no ill will. And even then there is separation. It is a separation. But it's all for good. And that is the way we look to the life. Never, never we run after, like dogs, you know, that we run after the women or women running after the different men. That is not our culture at all. And if you do, you are destroying your own life. And somehow or the other, we have to come out from this dogish mentality. This is the dog mentality. This is what Prabhupada means by dog civilization. A dog, you know, run after one female dog. A pack of dog will run. You know? They will all chase her. You know? It's nothing like that in a human society. We have come out of it. We are not pack of dogs running after one female being. No. We are very nicely situated in our very nice consciousness with the help of the Vedic culture and with the help of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his representative. Very well situated. We don't put our mouth into a scratch. Never. We eat nice prasadam. We live very nice life and we are very nicely attracted to Krishna in any ashram. Whether you are in brahmachari or whether you are grihastha or whether you are vanaprastha or you are sannyasi, it doesn't matter at all. In any condition of life, we are very much nicely attracted to the Lord. Sense gratification is just a byproduct for us. It's not the main purpose. Whereas ordinary persons make this sense gratification as the main purpose of life. And therein, everything goes wrong. Everything completely goes wrong. We also behave like ordinary persons. But there is a lot of difference in behaving, you know. Our behavior and the ordinary person's behavior. There's a lot of difference. It may appear same, but it's not same at all. Never same. You know, if you are married, then your wife may wave your hand if you go out, you know, if you are lucky. You don't understand. It's good that you don't understand. Anyway, if she waves your hand, you know, that, you see you, you know, then wife's waving is very loving, you know, very nice, you know, we are pleased. That she is really pleased with you. And you are lucky that she is pleased, you know. So, but if you are driving on the road, you know, and if there is a woman driver, then sometime you give her away or you do some favor to her while driving, you know. She also smiles and waves. But there is a difference between the wave of that woman driver and your wife's wave. Outwardly it is same. She also smiles. She also does like this and drives off. But if you stop her and start kissing her, then she will be upset. Because that is not the wife. Then we forget. Apparently, outwardly, both the behavior is same. Your wife also smiles, your wife also waves, and she also smiles and she also waves. There's very hell of difference between two things. She is just thanking you for doing the favor to her. Whereas wife is nicely connected to you. This is the difference. You know, and this is how outwardly the behavior of the devotee will look the same. We are also eating prasadam. We are also buying the houses. We are also doing the businesses. We are also doing everything what the ordinary people does. But there is a difference, ocean of difference between our activities and the ordinary people's activities. Because ordinary people are always, they have a different center. They want to put sense gratification into the center. In our center, in our life, there is no other center except Kaliya. Yeah? Nicely, Prabhupada has given us. Just look to him and forget about everything. And this is how we should behave. In Vedic culture, it's very much helpful to have a very peaceful and nice life. And that's why I will request you that you please, you devotees particularly, who go out and try to convince the people, don't create any disturbance in their life. Don't create any disturbance in their life. Just try to convince them. If you cannot convince them, hand over the book. One small book or tape or whatever it is. And the tape and the book will do the job. We just keep quiet. We don't create any disturbance in the society. The same way, in our life also, we don't create any disturbance. We have a plenty of disturbance outside. Plenty. You go outside of this compound, and there is plenty of it available. We don't want that in our compound. We don't want that in our life. As it is, we have to suffer adhibhautik, dukh, that is, our other living entities try to inflict misery on you. As it is, we have to suffer. So please forget about these things and don't create unnecessary difficulties in the lives in between. Just try to be very cooperative. As Srila Prabhupada said, you know, in his last days, he was always insisting that your love for me, you will show that how much you work and cooperate together to further Krishna consciousness. That is the main purpose. We have to cooperate. Unless we cooperate, these things cannot run. It's very difficult to maintain. Maintenance is very difficult. And that's why Lord, when He creates, He gives that power of creation to Brahma. And Brahma can create. And Shiva has the annihilation power. By His anger, He annihilates the whole thing. So, creation and annihilation is in charge, under the charge of Brahma and Shiva. But when it comes to the maintenance, Vishnu has to come. Himself, Krishna has to come to maintain. And when we miss this point, then we are away from Krishna. And once you are away from Krishna, you are completely destroying yourself. So please, forget about the differences. Forget about everything. And this, look to this maintenance. Maintenance is very difficult. And that's why so many of our temples had to be closed in Europe, which is the wealthiest part of the planet. Nearly two temples in front of me, they were closed in Amsterdam and Brussels. Because this maintenance is difficult to maintain. We may construct a nice building. We may have deities also. Everything is there. But who is going to carry on the worship from 3 o'clock in the morning? Who? Tell me. And in this worship, we are not paying the salaries. That is the beauty of our worship. Nobody is employed here. Everybody is doing this service voluntarily. And unless you have love for that service, who will come here at 3 o'clock? We don't go to anybody's house at 3 o'clock. Never. We don't knock the door. And if knock, they will not open. They ring the police maybe if the police are here. You know, this is how the things go. And in this place, everybody is welcome. At 3 o'clock they are welcome. And it's our duty to cooperate. It doesn't matter what day you are coming or who is here or what is here. Krishna is always here. So please love Krishna. And that is Ekam Amalam. And that is very nicely described in these verses. Other, if you go away from our Vedic culture, means you are inviting unnecessary trouble. Don't put yourself in unnecessary trouble. Don't force others to be in unnecessary trouble. Our way should be very nice, lubricating way. You know, we just pass our life. We don't trouble this side or that side. Nobody is put into difficulty by us. We are never in difficulty. If you are in difficulty, try to remember Krishna more. Don't beat about the bush. Don't blame others. Without blaming others, we should try to increase our sadhana and everything will be alright. If you keep quiet, all the things will be completely alright. No material situation remains same in our life. Always it goes on changing. But we have to stick to this Vedic culture. And through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and through the pages of Bhagavad Gita. With this, we go to the verse, today's verse, you know. There are a few minutes, we'll see how we can do it. Vyaktam, vibho, stulam, idam, shariram, ena, indriya, prana, mano, guna, tvam, bhungse, stito, dhamani, parameshthe, avyakta, atma, purushah, puranah. Vyakta vibho stulam idam shariram.
Vyakta vibho stulam idam shariram.
Enendriya prana mano guna stvam. Bhungse stito dhamani parameshthe. Avyaktatma purusha purana. Vyaktam vibho sthulamidam shariram.
Vyaktam vibho sthulamidam shariram.
Enendriya prana mano guna stvam. Bhungse stito dhamani parameshte. Avyakta atma purusha purana.
Avyakta atma purusha purana.
Vyaktam vibho sthulamidam shariram.
Vyaktam vibho sthulamidam shariram.
Enendriya prana mano gunastvam.
Enendriya prana mano gunastvam.
Bhungse stito dhamani parameshte. Avyakta atma purusha purana.
Avyakta atma purusha purana.
Yaktam, manifested.
Vibho,
O my Lord.
Sthulam,
cosmic manifestation. Idam, this. Shariram, external body. Ena, by which. Indriya, the senses. Prana, the life air. Manah, the mind. Gunan, transcendental qualities. Tvam, you. Bhungse, enjoy. Sitaha, situated. Dhamani, in your own abode. Parameshte, the supreme. Avyakta, not manifested through ordinary knowledge. Atma, the soul. Purushah, the supreme person. Purana, the oldest. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Please repeat.
O my Lord,
being changelessly situated in your own abode, you expand your universal form
within this cosmic manifestation.
Thus, appearing to taste the material world, you are Brahman, the supreme soul, the super soul, the oldest, the personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, it is said that the absolute truth appears in three features, namely impersonal Brahman, localized super soul, and ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. The cosmic manifestation is the gross material body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enjoys the taste of the material mellows by expanding his parts and parcels, the living entities, who are qualitatively one with him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, is situated in the Vaikuntha planets, where he enjoys the Supreme in his personal existence as the Supreme Lord. It's very nice. So, we have already paid, you know how to pay the obeisances. But today we will recite one verse to glorify the Lord Ram. You know? Then
we ask the Lord to be excused for not paying obeisance to anybody. We are now getting short of time. So he will excuse us, you know. But we'll glorify Lord Ram, because this week is Lord Ram's glorification. And that verse is beautiful. I had given you once, you know. Ramo Rajmani Sada Vijayate Ramam Rameshram Bhaje Ramena Bihata Nisha Charachamu Ramaya Tasmai Maha Ramanasi Parayanam Parataram Ramasyada Sotmyam Rame Chittalaya Sada Bhavatu Me Bho Rama Maam Uddhara. Request Lord Ram, Valmiki, I'm sorry, Vyasa Bhagavan, that please, Maam Uddhara, just pick me up from this material ocean, you know, Bhavasagar, the existence of the material inability. I am somehow or the other entangled into it, and now it is up to you. I am requesting you to pick me up. And you might have seen that picture. In our Bhagavatam, there is a very nice picture. One devotee is floating around in the ocean, you know, and somebody comes with the small boat and just picks him up. So keep a long shika, so that at least somebody catch your shika and just pick you up. You know? So that is the use of our shika. Hare Krishna. It's very nice to remember the Lord. Lord, in any form, is a very soothing, a very, very, very soothing influence, you know. You utter Krishna's name, it's a very soothing. And you see gold and you're completely upset. You know? This woman is always tama, you know. And for the whole day, he sees that thing, yeah? And because he sees that, oh, gone. That's why in his shop also, he has kept nice Srimad Bhagavatam books. So if he is tired to see the gold, he sees Prabhupada. That is the soothing factor. The material life will sap your energy. Whichever activity you do, without Krishna, that which is without relation to me, prad vidyat atmano mayam. And that's why our life is fully devoted to these Krishna conscious activities, in which always we remember, etu sarvani karmani, mai sannyasa matpara, ananya naiva yogena, maam dhyayanta upasate, desham, aham samudharta, mrutya sansara sagarat, bhavamina chirat partha, maya veshita jetasam. Very powerful verses. Very powerful verses. Where are they? The 12th chapter. Kaja evam satadvyuktaye, bhuktasvam pariyubhasate, ichapyaksharam avasyam, desham ke yoga vitamaha, maya vesha mano imam, nitya yukta upasate, shaddaya pareo pita steme yukta tamamata. Etvaksharam nirdesham, avyaktam pariyubhasate, sarvatrakam achintencha kutasam achalam dvam, sanyame dhrige gramam sarvatrakam abhutaya, te prapnuvanti mameva, sarvabhuta itirata. Reshodik tarastesham, avyakta sakta jistam, avyakta hai gatir dukham, dehavad virvapyate. Etu sarvani karmani, mai sanyasya matpara, ananya naiva yogena, maam dhyayanta upasade. Beautiful. Each word is a very powerful word. Krishna speaks only word. And he gives us the ocean of knowledge. Etu sarvani karmani. Your all karmas should be dedicated to me. Etu sarvani karmani. Mai. To me. Mai. And we tell that there is no form to Krishna. I don't believe Krishna, you know. Oh, where is your Krishna? So the fool doesn't know that this coconut tree is standing on the coast, sea coast, sucks all salty water and gives you nice, yeah, how sweet water it gives. And with coconut, nice cream, you know. Oh, just if you eat that cream, your Fijian life will be successful. I came here all the way from London just to test that cream. And if that cream goes there, successful, I fly today, completely satisfied. That is Krishna. And then we are, oh, where is your Krishna? The fool doesn't know that he is doing this job in coconut tree. And he is not there and he is there. That is Tatha Teshu, Na Teshu Aham. I am there and I am in my abode also. He is enjoying in his abode. But his energies are working. He doesn't have to do anything. Natasya Karyam, Karanam Cha Vidyate. He has no engagement at all. He is very free. He just goes with his cows. That's all. Forgets about everything and plays flute and gopis come. And finish the enjoyment. Nothing else. Nothing else. I don't want to bother myself with anything, he says. You just get off. Let me eat my chapati and bhaji. That is how, in the midst of the forest, you know, with all these covered boys. That is his life. Natasya karyam karnam cha vidyate. Once it so happened that we had seen that bajaj, you know, somewhere in the middle of India, Madhya Pradesh. And we went there to see him, and the fellow was very arrogant. You know, that bajaj, you know, that scooter, So, it's a big company, very multi-millionaire in India. And in India, if you have money, means you become God. You know? So he asked, we had some Gurukul boys with us, you know, few group of boys. So we went to see him. It was a nice office, nice sitting room and everything. And Krishna was sitting, you know, he himself. There was no Krishna at all. So he asked then, that what is the difference in me and Krishna? If Krishna enjoys, I also enjoy. He can get anything, I am also getting anything. So what is the difference? So one of our boys stood up, you know, and he said, that is correct, you also enjoy and he also enjoys. But Krishna does not have to sit in the office for 8 hours. you have to kill yourself. If you don't go to office, finish. Your scooters will not be manufactured. They will not be sold. And Lakshmi will not come. And then you don't have any enjoyment. So that is the difference. Na tasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Na tat samasya abhyadhikasya drushyate. There is nobody equal to him. And there is nobody greater than him. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. He has so many different potencies, energies. Svabhaviki, jnana bala kriyaja. Svabhaviki, completely with a natural sequence, they go on working. There is no need of his attention. And that is Krishna. That is Krishna. He is always in his abode. Dhamani, we have seen today. He is always enjoying in his abode. The only thing we have to understand is we are meant to be enjoyed by him. We are meant for enjoyment. We are not Purushas. We are not the enjoyers. The supreme enjoyer is Krishna. And whichever activity you do is for his enjoyment. And in his enjoyment, we are all meant to be equal. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. There is no difference. In his service, nobody is regarded as a millionaire or a pauper. In a pauper can serve and a millionaire also can serve. Pauper will serve more intimately than the millionaire. Because millionaire is not in difficulty, economically. But everybody is same when the body, it comes to body. Even the rich person is suffering the same diseases as the renounced person or the poor person. Nobody is free from this bodily disease. Nobody. It doesn't make any difference in what material designation you have. Those are completely useless when it comes to our body. When it comes to our society, it is useless. Even the rich person has to suffer. Other people will try to inflict misery on him more than the poor person. And Krishna given misery. Nobody can escape. Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik. These are the three tapas. And if you want to escape it, there is only one way. And that is Vedyam Vastam Mamatravastu Shivadam Tapatrayon Mulanam. Vedyam means know. वेद्यम वास्तवम वस्तु, वास्तवम मीन्स फैक्चुअल, वस्तु मीन्स प्योर सब्सटेंस, प्योर सब्सटेंस यू हैव टू नो, यू हैव टू नो कृष्णा. एंड शिवदम इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस, एंड इफ यू नो दैट ऑस्पिशियस, ऑस्पिशियस मेन सब्सटेंस, एंड इफ यू योर लाइफ इज कनेक्टेड टू दैट रियल सब्सटेंस, देन तापत्रयोन्मूलनम, तापत्रय दीज थ्री फोल्ड मिजरीज आर उन्मूलनम, अपरूटेड, अपरूटेड. यू नो इफ यू कट द ग्रास विल अगेन ग्रो, बट इफ यू अपरूट इट देन इट विल नॉट ग्रो. डू अंडरस्टैंड, अंडरस्टैंड दिस डिफरेंस, अंडरस्टैंड इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज. जय फिजी की जय, ब्रह्मचारी की जय. वो शादी वाला कहाँ है? ओ जय जय, शादी वाले की जय. आई रियली लाइक हिम, एटलीस्ट ही इज ऑनेस्ट. आई वांट टू मैरी, दैट्स ऑल. हिज कृष्णा एट द मोमेंट इज दैट. एनीवे दीज आर वेरी नाइस बॉयज, यू नो, लकी बॉयज कमिंग टुगेदर. सो दिस इज हाउ वी शुड ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड एंड ट्राई टू फॉलो द वैदिक कल्चर. एंड देन ही सेज हेतु सर्वाणि कर्माणि मई संन्यास मत्परा. इफ यू ऑफर ऑल योर कर्मज टू मी देन हेतु सर्वाणि कर्माणि मई संन्यास मत्परा अनन्येव योगेन माम ध्यायन्त उपासते. दिस इज भक्ति योगा. अनन्येनैव योगेन माम ध्यायन्त, माम ध्यायन्त, यू शुड मेडिटेट ऑन मी. बट ओनली मेडिटेशन इज नॉट अलाउड. यू डोंट हैव टू गो टू द फॉरेस्ट, स्टैंड ऑन द क्लाइंब ऑन द माउंटेन एंड सिट देयर एंड क्लोज योर आईज एंड मेडिटेट. नो, हेतु सर्वाणि कर्माणि, योर कर्म, योर परफॉर्म कर्म एंड ऑफर योर कर्म टू मी. हेतु सर्वाणि कर्माणि मई संन्यास मत्परा अनन्य नैव योगेन विदाउट एनी डेविएशन ऑफ योर माइंड. अनन्य नैव योगेन माम ध्यायन्त उपासते. यू हैव टू मेडिटेट ऑन मी एंड देन उपासते. यू हैव टू वेरी लविंगली वर्शिप मी एंड देन वॉट आई डू फॉर यू. तेषाम, दोज पीपुल फॉलो दिस पाथ. अहम, आई समुद्धरता, आई पिक देम अप. हिज प्रॉमिस, इट्स नॉट माई बॉर्न प्रॉमिस और योर प्रॉमिस. यू प्रॉमिस टू गिव मी $10,000 एंड बाय 1 o'clock आई विल फ्लाई एंड डॉलर्स विल बी हियर. आई विल नेवर सी द डॉलर्स एट ऑल. दिस इज हाउ वी चीट ईच अदर, यू नो, वी मे चीट बट तेषाम अहम समुद्धरता. He promises you that if you follow my instruction, and this is Bhakti Yoga, and that's why this 12th chapter is very important. Please, please, please try to understand. I will go away, but you are with Bhagavad Gita and Srila Prabhupada and his representative. Don't forget these things. You have to learn, you have to learn, and you have to learn. Leave all other activities. And today you learn 12th chapter because that is very important. We are following Bhakti Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Yoga. Otherwise, you will not understand this yoga. And in these two verses, you clearly understand. What to talk of 20 verses? In all, there are 20 verses in 12th chapter. Don't neglect. Please don't neglect. Do this first. Etu sarvani karmani, mai sannyasa matpara, ananya naiva yogena, maam dhyayanta upasate. And if you do it, then tesham aham samudharta. I will pick you up. And from where? Mrityu samsara sagarad. This is ocean of birth and death. And from that ocean of birth and death, Haribol. Birth and death, I will pick you up. Tesham aham samudharta. Mrityu samsara sagarad. Bhavamina chirat partha. Maya veshita chitam. Bhavamina chirat. I will not delay for a single second. If you do this, Bhavamina Chirat Patha Maya Veshita Chetasam. Because you are Chetas, your mind is fully engaged in me. So I will not delay, I will come immediately and pick you up. This is Bhakti Yoga. And this is our Vedic culture. Please behave all right. Try to further Krishna consciousness. So many things could be given, but we are controlled by the time. And wish you all best luck. in your Krishna consciousness and follow Vedic culture. Just a piece of advice to Mataji. I don't see really your foreheads always with nice bindi in it, you know. Red kumkum should be there, because that is the sign of our good luck. Those whose husbands are alive, they should always put nice red kumkum on the forehead. If your foreheads are without kumkum, they like symmetry. You know, symmetry without anything. And never, our Vedic culture will not allow these things. If your husbands are alive, you have to have it. If your husband is dead, then you become vidwa or vaidhavya, you accept. And when you are vidwa, then you cannot have it. Otherwise, those who are separated, or I don't know which situation you are in, but always young girls should always be with their kumkum mark, and the married lady, this is how. And you people should always be engaged in Krishna's service. And the wives should be very nicely attracted to their husbands. And that is ekam amalam again. Because they are attracted to one man, you are attracted to one woman, and then rest of the society is completely safe. That is how our Vedic culture goes. We clean our society. We do require the association of the female beings, but our association is restricted, completely restricted. That activity is abominable, but only for the purpose we do it. Otherwise we ignore it. And that is how these are the marks in which the society is completely pure. Because one see that you, on your head you have red kumkum, means we know that you are married. And nobody will be daring to touch you or try to play with you. This is the main purpose of the society. We want to clean the society completely. In this house, there are two types of water. One, pure water is supplied. And another one, the dirty water is taken out. And they are nicely arranged in the pipes. Suppose if they are not arranged in the pipe, the whole place will be dirty. There will be dirty water here, there will be pure water, and we will never know which is pure and which is dirty. So in our society, as we have different pipes to supply the pure water and take out the dirty water, in our life also, we have these activities to do. That our cleanliness should be exhibited. And then we are very happy with this. So please attach yourself to Krishna and try to follow the Vedic instructions. I wish you all very well. And excuse me for all the inebrieties. If you tell me, we will try to improve next time, if Lord allows us to come here. Otherwise, I leave you in the hands of Krishna and Prabhupada. It's very safe. You are very safe. Please come to Prabhupada and don't waste a single second unless you study these things. Hare Krishna. Have you anything to ask? I may be busy. Hare Krishna. All glories to Prabhupada. Thank you.